Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
All righty. Welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You are in touch with the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. Our topic today is refined white supremacy. Now, for those of you who have your books, you need to, you can look in the word guide if you want to, starting on page 330 and ending on page 333. That's in the word guide. That's in the word guide for a definition. But, of course, we're going to have Mr. Neely Fuller speak to that, address that, what it is and how it works. As you remember that we are to stay on code in this confinement, and whatever you don't want to go to greater confinement. Okay. To get in contact with the show, you can call 1-877-932-9766. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. If you'd like, you can also go to the YouTube channel, type in the word Talktainment, and then scroll down to Talktainment number 2, and then type in radio, and you are there. You can listen to the program, and you can view the program. You can also go to facebook.com/Talktainment, and you can do it there, especially when it comes to the replay of the show. But the best way you can simply do is what you're doing now. Just go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click on programs, and you're right there. Or actually, just hit listen live because we are live on the air now. Okay, I think that's out the way. Don't forget to donate. I don't know where we are on that. Maybe they will give me a number. I don't know. But anyway, that's it. Let's see here. We are, again, going to be talking about refined white supremacy, but I see that someone has called in already, so am I ready to take that call? Okay. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead with your question. Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. Let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Mr. Fuller, I apologize. Good morning, and how are you?
No apologies necessary.
Okay.
I'm still learning, and we can go right ahead.
Okay. Caller, go ahead, caller. You're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question, please? Oh, okay. Caller's gone. Okay. All right. Mr. Fuller, we are going to discuss, and we'll be taking calls and Gmails also. But we are going to be discussing refined white supremacy. Now, when you wrote that in your book, and then you also put it in the word guide, to get us started, what is refined white supremacy and how does it work?
Well, it starts with the four categories of stages of the white supremacists, apparatus, the entire government of white supremacy. Governments evolve in stages, I guess. All governments evolve. They start off, I mean, in a certain way, and then they just keep going in a certain way, trial and error and whatnot, until they have what they call a formal, quote-unquote, government. And so the government of white supremacy, which has turned out, in my opinion, to be the strongest and most effective government that the world has ever seen, and the most powerful and the most refined. And it started, you have your four stages, in my opinion, called establishment, that's getting it started, and then maintaining it, just like anything that is invented, and governments are invented. You establish it, meaning you put your invention together, and then you maintain it once you get it running, like a machine.
Yes.
And then you expand it, meaning you try to make it, well, say if you're producing automobiles, you make more and more of them, and then you refine it while you're expanding.
Okay.
Refined it means the finishing touches. You say, how can I make this better? Make the engine run smoother. Check the oil and see if we are using the right type of oil in the engine. And check the engine itself. And check the transmission. And check the wheels. And check the steering mechanism. I mean, the steering mechanism seems to be a little bit stiff. A little hard. Maybe we can come up with an easier way for maybe people who are kind of weak to steer it, and so that you can hold the load easier and whatnot, and your arms don't get tired. I'm trying to make an analogy here.
Yes, sir.
Saying the system of racism, comparing it with the what we might call a car.
Okay.
So the refinement stage of white supremacy is the finishing touches. You get it all running, you establish it, you get it maintained, you iron out a lot of the trial and errors and whatnot that you make, because you make, in any invention, you have a lot of errors, a lot of flaws, so you iron those out, and then you try to expand it, that's the third stage, and then refinement is the finishing touches.
Okay.
The paint job.
Mm-hmm.
The getting it out there on the showroom floor, and even the advertising of it.
Okay.
See, this is all a part of the refinement of white supremacy. And, hey, this is the wonderful system. I mean, everybody should buy into this because this is the greatest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a wonderful product compared with all other products, and you will find that this product works better. Now, that's what the white supremacists do with the system of white supremacy.
Okay.
They go out and tell the entire world that they have the finishing touches now all completed, and it's a smooth-running machine, and no one should interfere with it because it's the best thing ever thought up.
Okay. Now, that's the basis that we are going to have our program on, refined white supremacy. That is the subject or topic, whatever you want to say. And remember that when you ask your questions, remember that we are in a counter-racist compensatory code mode, and your questions should be thought of and asked in that way. With that in mind, we take this caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Mr. Fuller.
Yes, greetings. I was calling to get Mr. Fuller's thoughts on the Amber Geiger decision that took place, I think, yesterday, and what is also some of his thoughts on how to diagnose the situation in a codified way.
Mr. Fuller?
Well, I just take it for what it is. Judgment was made against the officer who claimed that she made a mistake, and apparently someone said you didn't make a mistake, it was deliberate, and that you had malice aforethought or something like that, whatever the ingredients are in a charge of murder, which I don't know what they are in that particular circumstance. I would have to look at the actual charge and see if it matched the words, and then I could come to my own conclusion. But apparently, someone looked at all of the circumstances, all of the facts that they had available, and it was determined that she was guilty of murder. I don't know whether it was first degree or second degree. I didn't read anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someone knows, but that was the determination by a jury, I understand, of 12. So that was it,
mm-hmm.
that she was guilty of murder.
Mm-hmm.
In that particular case.
All right. What was the second part of your question, sir?
Is there any counter-racist codified thoughts that he would have connected with this particular incident?
Okay. Mr. Fuller?
Well, there have been a lot of killings, and there still are. As we speak now, there will be some. And in connected with law enforcement officers when it comes to people of color. Lots of killings. And maybe there might be some white people who are overruling the white supremacists. I mean, and some white people who might be white supremacists themselves who have looked at all of this killing and say that they're going to start making some white sacrifices behind it because it's not good for business,
mm-hmm.
the business of racism. And then there are other white people who just simply think that it's not the correct thing to do,
mm-hmm.
that you shouldn't kill people unjustly.
Mm-hmm.
You should have a just reason for doing so.
Yes.
In other words, no more racism. There might mm-hmm. be some white people who are saying, hey, get rid of all the racism, as you can start with some of the misconduct
mm-hmm.
of law enforcement officers. That might be the message. I don't know. We'll have to see how it all plays out,
right.
generally speaking.
Right. Now, you mentioned, you just used that term, were they law enforcement officers or were they race soldiers? Or was she a race soldier?
Well, apparently it was deemed that she was, I guess it was racially motivated, or even if it wasn't racially motivated, that her response to what was going on was not the correct response, and that it was done deliberately.
Okay.
That seems to be the judgment that was made.
Okay.
That the killing was deliberate and very unnecessary.
Okay, got it.
You know, I don't have all the details on that. I mean, like the jury did.
Yes, sir.
But that seems to be what the conclusion was.
Okay. Now, speaking of the jury, before we take this next call, could the correct or one of the compensatory responses be concerning the jury and their decision? Could it be, just so that we stay in the compensatory, counter-racist compensatory mode, is that, would it be correct to say they did what they did? Meaning the jury. They did what they did. If somebody asked that question, like the gentleman just did to you, would a correct compensatory, counter-racist compensatory response would be, they being the jury, they did what they did.
They did what they did. That would apply to the victims of racism,
yes,
who were on the jury.
Yes.
Okay, that would mean non-white people.
Okay.
Any non-white people. That wouldn't apply to the white people because they're not victims of racism.
Exactly.
If there are any white people on that jury, then I could say that they made their judgment based on whatever they made it on, and they can step forward individually and say what they based their judgment
okay.
on.
Okay.
But the victims guaranteed qualification.
Okay.
any way that they went with it. They okay. did what they did.
Okay, that's what I was trying
that's
to get.
The non-white
that's
people.
The
non-white. They are the victims of racism.
Okay, good.
All non-white people are victims of racism.
Okay, because we got to stay in that compensatory, counter-racist compensatory cold mode. Okay, let's take this caller before we take our first break. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question, please?
Yeah, Mr. Fuller. How you doing, Mr. Bobby?
Good, sir.
Yeah, under the refinement of white racism and white supremacy on page 239.
Of what book, sir? Of the, yeah, of what are you in the revised expanded edition?
Yes, sir.
Okay, page 239?
Yeah, the refinement of
okay.
racist man, racist woman. With the AIDS virus so rampant now, they give us the so-called African-American the disease, and then they try to cure us from the disease. The epidemic in Atlanta, 70% of the black women is tested positive for HIV, and all throughout the country. They systematically give us the disease and then try to cure us from the disease.
So what is your question for Mr. Fuller, sir?
Yeah, the same thing that's been going on for hundreds of years. They give us the same thing they did to the so-called Indians. They give us the food and then poison us with the food. So in a system of white racism in the refinement stage, we're going to expect a lot of that from now on with the Ebola and everything else, Mr. Fuller?
Yes, they do that. That's a part of the racial tailoring.
Yes.
Apparatus.
Yes.
In other words, they look at the numbers of non-white people in any particular place and time, and they say, well, let's look at the non-white people in the valleys of the Amazon, or in the forests of the Amazon, rather. And it seems like the population is kind of exploding there at this particular time. So let's poison the water. I mean, and let's see to it that their food sources are inadequate or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll dry up some of the rivers and whatnot where they usually get their food. And they will, you know, that will reduce the population there, because if we allow that population to expand, it will interfere with some of our operations there. So let's get rid of that segment of non-white people in the Amazon. And they do this all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on an ongoing basis. So this goes with the territory. It's called racial population tailoring.
Okay.
They're not trying to exterminate the non-white people of the planet. But just like you raise cattle or anything, I mean, you'll say, well, there's too much overgrazing here because we got too many cattle located in this particular place, and it's going to cost too much to transfer them to another place. So let's just kill them off. And so in the case of cattle, they just shoot them in the head, I mean, you know, and then butcher them and sell them as meat. But in the case of non-white people, they just poison them quietly. Poison the air, poison the water,
mm-hmm.
Cut off the food sources. They have all kinds of ways of doing
mm-hmm.
what they call population tailoring.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a given anyway under yes. the system of white supremacy.
Yes, sir. Okay, TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's a few that I'm going to share with you. Let's start off with All in a Family with S. Yolanda Robinson, The Conversation with Don Corina, and The Quay Morgan Hill Show. Now, all of these particular programs are, you can get them on TalkTainmentRadio.com only. That's what we have. As a matter of fact, if you go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, all these shows are there and they're exclusive to us. And what you might need to do as a suggestion is give a sample listen to each one of these programs to see if you like it or if you don't like it. You're not going to like everything. But that is the only way you're going to understand if you see what it is and how each one of those programs work, particularly when we stay in the compensatory mode while we are in this confinement. Remember the words. Anyway, all that can be done by going to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage. Click on programs. There you are. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our subject or topic today is refined white supremacy. And Mr. Fuller has defined it. The last caller indicated that it was also on page 238 of the revised expanded edition of Mr. Fuller's book, which he will describe to you in detail at 45 minutes after the hour. And that caller, by the way, speaking about all those diseases and things like that, I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Sebi, S-E-B-I, but the AIDS virus has been cured a long time ago, but for monetary reasons, it's presented in a different way to generate income. But anyway, remember, we're in confinement, so keep that in mind. Okay, let's go to the caller. Caller, you're on with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. What is your question for Mr. Fuller?
Good morning, Mr. Bobby. Good morning. It's such an honor to speak with you, Mr. Fuller. My question is, given the history of these people and of white supremacy, do you think they will come to any type of agreement to produce justice? And I have two questions.
Mr. Fuller?
The question is, can we come to some kind of agreement?
Some type of agreement with the people of non-black people. Would they come up to have some type of agreement with us to produce some type of justice for the world?
You're asking, is it possible for white people and black people to come to some type of agreement throughout the world?
Yes, sir.
That will work, I guess, presumably, for the cause of justice, and which means doing away with racism.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's possible. That's exactly what we're trying to achieve, coming to an agreement. But how we get there is something we have to work out those details, and it should be done with all, well, I don't even like to use that cliche term, deliberate speed, as it has been used, because it hasn't been done with deliberate speed. It's been done with a lot of foot dragging. I mean, big time. In fact, hardly any movement at all compared to where it should be by now. So therefore, the victims, the prisoners of war, have to keep trying to not be prisoners and do away, get back on the battlefield, and do away with this entire system and replace it with a system of justice, which should have been in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
The thing called white supremacy or racism is a government that's very efficient and very powerful. It gets things done material-wise, but it is totally toxic when it comes to how to treat people. It is totally toxic in every regard. I mean, there's nothing about it that's not toxic when it comes to interaction between people. So it just should be done away with.
Mm-hmm.
And theoretically, what would be better than a system of racism would be a system of justice,
which
means guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help.
Okay.
It's never been done. But it definitely should be tried, because that's the only logical system that should replace the system of white supremacy, which is the world government here in 2019.
Yes. Let's see here. Mr. McKinn of Great Britain, or the concept called Great Britain, or the concept called England, whichever way. Your Gmail is up next, but I have to take this phone call. So, caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Yes, Mr. Fuller, I had a second question. As I was looking on page 154 of the Independent Compensatory Code Book revised edition, you say that if confronted by a suspected racial, to consider yourself as being tested. I often think about that a lot, you know, because I'm afraid to be tested by these people. So my question is it constructive to be afraid? Or how am I supposed to conduct myself if I am tested by these people? How am I supposed to conduct myself in a matter of
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Fuller?
Oh, well, it's four things that you always keep in mind when you're confronted by a suspected race soldier, which is what we call a police officer, who is not really a police officer, but a white supremacist disguised mm-hmm. as a police officer.
You're pretending.
So, yeah, don't use the word you're anti-police. Don't use that term ever, that you're against the police. Or don't ever say that the police do harm to people. Unjustly, that a police officer by definition does not mistreat people.
Yes, sir.
Period.
Yes, sir.
So what you have is something else there. You got a person that's got a badge and a gun and a uniform, but that is not a police officer if that so-called police officer is mistreating people.
Yes, sir.
So you should have a different label. So that's a suspected race soldier if the person is mistreating people based on color.
Yes, sir.
That's the codified term, suspected race soldier.
Suspected
so
race
how you conduct yourself when you think you're being approached by a suspected race soldier rather than a police officer is don't fuss, don't fight, don't flee. Now, there are logical reasons for that. You should assume you're already a prisoner of war.
In confinement.
In confinement already. You were born in prison. So it's not logical to fuss, to fight, or to flee behind these prison walls, which is what the whole world is for
yes,
a person of color.
Absolutely.
All right. In the system of white supremacy. Where are you going? I mean, you're not here on the... There's no such thing as a getaway point. I mean, that somebody's going to deliver you to another planet. When you run, or if you start fussing and fighting, you already know from experience or from what you have heard or seen how that's going to end. And it's not going to end in the favor of the non-white person.
Absolutely.
So what is the fussing, the fighting, or the fleeing about? It makes no sense at all. We need to learn from observation and experience. So what you do is just comply with whatever they say. I mean, no back talk, no acting like you got muscle that you don't have. No one is coming to your rescue. So don't put on any kind of show there. I mean, we're not in show business
yes,
when
sir.
We're confronted with this type of situation. A lot of black people have a tendency that, hey, it's showtime. And so we start performing like we're on a stage somewhere. Well, we're on a stage, all right, but that stage is a prison camp. It's a death camp. And what you're fixing to do is get dead real quick. If you fuss, if you fight, or if you flee, you have to make that assumption. Why? Because you are in a death camp in the system of white supremacy. That's what that is. It's designed to see to it that a lot of non-white people are dead. This is deliberate. And one of the points when you're most likely to be dead is when you fuss, you fight, and you flee from a suspected race soldier.
All right, Mr. Fuller, I have to leave it right there. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. On deck, we have some phone calls. And we have some Gmails. Hopefully we will be able to get to them, but we got to take the phone calls first. All that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard.
Entertainmentradio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cutter Brother Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Join us, the Talktainment Radio hosts, on Saturday, September the 28th at the New Faith Baptist Ministry Community Outreach Day.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
Alrighty. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And if you'd like to get in contact with the show, you can do so by calling 1-877-932-9766 or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and we will try to get you on. Our subject today is refined white supremacy. Don't forget that when you ask your questions, we want to you, and we are practicing also, to stay in the counter-racist, compensatory, cold way so that we can focus in on what we are doing. And before I take this call from the TalkTainmentRadio.com update desk, good news. We are $1,150 away from the goal and hope to have this donation thing completed by the end of October. So good job for those of you who have contributed. Only $1,150 to go. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. With that in mind, concerning refined white supremacy, we will take this call. Mr. McCann, I'm trying to get to your Gmail, but let's take this caller. Okay, caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how you doing, Mr. Bobby, Mr. Neely Fuller?
Hey, go ahead, sir.
Lately I've been checking out the news, and I realized the usual suspects have this new gender, this third gender called non-binary. Could Mr. Neely Fuller expound on that in a counter-racist?
What is it called?
I understand it. Non-binary. That's the third gender.
Non-binary? Hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
They have the male, female, and non-binary. That's for people who want to be considered calling he, him terms and stuff like that.
Woo.
They don't want to be called like he or she. They want to call they, he.
Uh-huh. Non-binary. Mr. Fuller, that one got by me. You know anything about this?
I've heard the term. I do not know what it means. So yeah. The codified procedure is whomever uses the term should explain in detail what it means and what it doesn't mean. Those two things. That's any term, really. When people use a term that you are not familiar with, politely ask that person to explain in detail what the term means and what the term does not mean.
Okay.
What it applies to and what the term doesn't apply to. So non-binary sexuality, whomever uses the term, if someone uses that term to me, I will ask the person politely, what does that term mean in detail? Not just the definition, but I want in-depth detail about what a non-binary person does that a person who is not non-binary doesn't do.
Okay.
In other words, make distinctions.
Okay.
Otherwise, you have what?
Confusion.
Something that you don't want, and that is confusion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the white supremacists are out now, all out, particularly in the area of sex, to cause massive confusion among the non-white people of the entire planet. Mm. That's one of their major goals.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that is their major goal here in 2019. I mean, that if they can't do anything in the area of economics that they get maximum satisfaction from, or in the area of education or entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, or war, which is the whole thing, because it's all war.
Yes, sir.
The white supremacists now, it appears, according to the evidence, that they're going all out to completely butcher the minds. Because everything starts with the mind.
Yes, sir.
Of the non-white people of the entire planet Earth when it comes to sex. And anything that they can do to cause maximum confusion when it comes to sex among non-white people, you see it everywhere, on television and everything. They are going all out. They have their foot to the metal.
Pedal to the metal.
Yeah, right, right. They have that pedal to the metal on that.
Yes,
they are going off. They're going full steam.
Yes, sir.
And anybody who questions it, what they are doing, they immediately slap some type of label on them and just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
They just stomp all over you and just keep going. They don't want to listen to anything.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to debate it. They don't want to have a discussion on it. I mean, just accept it for what it is because I say so.
Mm.
And they'll come up with all types of new labels.
Yes, sir.
Like we're just hearing this thing, non-binary.
Yes.
And they're going to come up with dozens more. I mean, the more labels, the more confusion you have.
Yes, sir.
And that's exactly what they're doing.
Okay.
Because they have found out, or at least the conclusion they've come to, if they can confuse black people sexually, they don't have to confuse them in anything else.
Yes.
Because everything else will fall in line.
Yes, sir. All right. Caller, I want to thank you so much. I'm going to have to go do my homework on that. Non-binary.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Fuller, before we talk about your book, we're going to get to Mr. Mackin from England. He wrote this, Mr. Fuller. He said, Dear Mr. Fuller, in light of recent video footage of the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau performing Harry Belafonte's Banana Boat song in blackface many years ago, this has reminded me of what you have said many times about the refined white supremacist and how they confuse non-white people every day by using friendly methods. Mr. Trudeau has built a reputation as a politician in Canada as being very liberal, whatever that means, friendly to the LGBT community and non-whites. Mr. Fuller, I would be grateful if you could talk about the methods of the refined white supremacist as you mentioned in your word guide. Regards, Anthony Mackin from London, England, and I will leave a donation for the show. Mr. Fuller?
Well, if I understand the question, the white supremacists are refining white supremacists so it will be more tasteful to the victims. It's like having a bunch of prisoners, and you say, well, the prisoners have been saying that we don't recognize, any of the holidays here in the prison and whatnot, and they want recognition of the holidays. I mean, you got a lot of holy days here. You got a lot of holy people here in prison, people who consider themselves as being holy, and so they want to eat the foods that they eat on the holidays and et cetera. So the white supremacists will go to the drawing board and say, "Will this make it easier for us to control them here in the prison and make them more satisfied with being in prison?" And if the answer is yes, now you're talking about the essence of the refinement stage of white supremacy. Have their victims embrace everything that's going on in the prison that the prison masters think up, so that therefore they don't think about rioting, they don't think about breaking out, that the prison, it becomes, like in the movie Shawshank Redemption,
mm-hmm.
The character Red, played by Morgan Freeman, said that you become institutionalized. So the whole idea, the perfect situation in refinement of white supremacy is to institutionalize racism in such a way, in such a refined stage, that black people in the future would be saying, racism is a wonderful thing. And us being in the racist system and being the servants to the system of racism. I love being a servant to the system of racism. I love being whipped. I love being mistreated. I mean, it's like in the you know, this thing called sadomasochism or something like that in sex and whatnot, where a person wants to be whipped. All right, this is what they. This is the refined stage of white supremacy, where the white supremacists actually, you know, at a certain point, they can just go around with a whip. Every white person's got a whip, and they can just pass a black person on the street and just start whipping them. And the black person will start grinning and dancing while they're being whipped. I mean, they would like to see that. That's the white supremacist mind. I mean, hey, get them to love what's being done to them. Dump drugs on them. Dump everything that's derogatory on them, everything that's destructive, and have them embrace it. Not just the drugs, which they have already embraced, but everything that we do to them, kicking them up and down the street. Hey, kick me again, master. I love that. That's a great feeling. Oh, I love that. Kick me again. That's the white supremacist mindset. That's okay. The ultimate refinement of white supremacy.
Okay.
Yes, in answer to the question.
All right.
That's what they want.
That's what they want. Okay, talktainmentradio.com. We go where you go. Download the talktainmentradio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Naylor Fuller Jr., and we are discussing the topic of the day, refined white supremacy. But it is at this particular time that we have Mr. Fuller talk about his book. Mr. Fuller, talk about your book, please.
Yes, you can get the book by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of the original textbook that's back up there now, 1984 edition, and the updated edition that is there, refined, expanded edition, the revised expanded edition of the basic textbook, which came out in 2016. And the book is directed toward victims of white supremacy. There's also a word guide. I tried to squeeze it into the expanded edition, but the book would have been just too thick for anyone to carry around. So I had to make another volume of it. But basically, they're the same book, the word guide portion of it, which a person can get the basic book without the word guide. I mean, that itself is will stand alone. But if they want the additional word guide, list of words, it's not a dictionary, but it tells you how to use words, what words to ask questions about if you're a victim of racism, how to best use words in all nine areas of activity, according to compensatory codified definitions that will work best for you, suggestions of how to use these words. And but you can get both volumes, all particularly the revised expanded edition and the word guide, by going to producejustice.com. Now, some people want the 1984 edition too. I don't know why, but some people have said that, like at least several people have said, they understood the revised expanded edition better by first reading the 1984 edition. I do not understand that at all, because most of what's in the 1984 edition is in the revised expanded edition. But that's for the reader to decide, him or herself. And so you can get, I would recommend the revised expanded 2016 edition as the basic book that you get by going to producejustice.com.
Okay. All righty. We are discussing our topic today, refined white supremacy. And I'd like to say to, let me, because I had to write this down, to D. Campbell, Mitro, and Warren. Now, Warren asked, I believe it was Warren. If it wasn't you, Warren, asked a question about non-binary, which I guess is a new term. And Mr. Fuller did address that maybe about 10 minutes ago on this particular program, and we're probably going to have to look that up. But he gave his compensatory, Mr. Fuller gave his compensatory response to that. If you are the guy that called in or asked a question about that, in case you know, go back and listen to what Mr. Fuller had to say concerning that particular term. Okay, let's see here. Let's go to D. D is from East St. Louis. Here's the question. It says, Mr. Fuller, I have a question. If white supremacy, if they have a code that allows them to dominate and mistreat people that are non-white, and the people that are non-white adapt a code to counteract the white supremacist code, wooing the white supremacist, would the white supremacists remain superior because they are in a dominant position? Thank you, and thank you for all that you do, Mr. Fuller. D.
Well, the white supremacists are supposed to be taken out of that dominant position. That's what the code book is designed to help the victims of racism do. I mean, we blatantly say that, just like they blatantly say that they want to remain white supremacists. And we're saying this is an illegitimate government. The system of white supremacy is an illegitimate world government. It never should have been invented. Why? Because it's designed to dominate and mistreat people, and no form of government should be allowed to dominate and mistreat people. No form. And the system of white supremacy has turned out to be the most efficient, most powerful form of government, of dominating and mistreating people in the history of the known universe. It's the most efficient and the most powerful. Very efficient. And a person might say, well, since it produces so many wonderful things, why, Fuller, would you recommend getting rid of it? Because, after all the scientific breakthroughs and whatnot that comes out of the system of white supremacy, and this is the truth, lots of things have gotten done in a very efficient manner under the system of white supremacy. So what's the problem with it? The problem is, it's just like you have a factory that turns out a lot of wonderful things, including toys of all types, fascinating things, improvements over this and that and the other. But suppose the factory that you have set up leaves people by the millions dead and poisoned their minds and bodies. I mean, just racked with pain, you know, and just left by the wayside, by the millions, that this particular factory. There's nothing built in, I mean, to help the people who are under this system, the people who you depend on to make the system go. But these people are just ground up into nothing. They're turned into nothing, turned into something completely worthless, something that nobody wants to be around, that they can't even stand themselves, which is what black people have become in this system. So you get rid of a system like that, and you replace it with something better. Now, what would be better, logically speaking? A system of justice, something that people have talked about forever. But no one has seriously tried to establish a system of justice. You've had every type of system, so-called system, that you can possibly name. But this thing about justice has never been actually seriously tried in recorded history.
In recorded history.
It's the job of black people to seriously try to establish that system, guaranteeing that no person nowhere ever is mistreated, and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help in every area of activity.
All righty. Okay, before we wrap up this hour, go ahead, caller. You are on with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Quickly, what is your question?
Just a quick BGQ. I remember my parents growing up, and they always said that they preferred the South much better. They're both deceased now, and they said because back then white people were just in your face. I can't stand any niggers, and they would just say it plain, and you knew where they stood. Today, there's lots more refined white supremacists where they'll have sex with, you know, marry, adopt white black babies. And do you think that, Mr. Fuller, that might be a little bit more detrimental to the victims when they believe that white people are more kinder, gentler, because they're not throwing around the more conservative, aggressive white supremacists, I'd say Ku Klux Klan style of white supremacy?
Mr. Fuller?
Well, I don't quite understand the question,
The question would be, the more refined white supremacist method today is to not go around saying, I hate you, darky. I hate you, jungle bunny. They're more kinder, gentler, but it seems like the damage is still there for black people.
Absolutely.
Your observation?
Absolutely.
The damage is still there, even though they're adopting black babies, having sex with black people, marrying black people, and they don't say those bad words anymore. It seems the damage is still there. Is that your observation?
Mr.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The lady actually answered her own question. That's exactly what the refinement is. The refinement of white supremacy is to make the system of white supremacy tasty to the victim. I mean, don't call the black person names. The white supremacists will get on the unrefined white supremacists about that. That's why, little by little, they're throwing some of them under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, hey, talk nice to them. Promise them everything. Promise them everything and give them nothing but what they have been getting or something worse. But promise them everything. Talk nice to them every day. Never use any kind of derogatory language. Never, ever do that. Always shake their hands. Bow down to them if necessary. Tell them how great they are. Talk about their history and whatnot and how they had great empires and whatnot. Let them do all of that. I mean, clap your hands when they say something and say, hey, that's wonderful. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. I mean, where have you been all of my life? That's the refined white supremacist.
Refined white supremacist.
And then they go back down the road among themselves and they laugh like you wouldn't believe and say, we really got them going now.
Well, guess what? We've come to the end of the first hour. Thank you, by the way, caller. That was a very, very good call. Okay, we've come to the end of the first hour of the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. We are still going to be speaking about refined white supremacy, so stay tuned for the second hour. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why one should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.